From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to a special edition of the News OK Pet Show. I'm Carrie Coppernall.
I'm Don Marks.
And I'm Brian Dean.
And we're joined today by the greatest dog in the world, who's kind of taking a nap right now, Presley, and his owner, Travis Brorson. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, tell for our listeners who might not be familiar, everyone thinks their dog is the greatest dog, but your dog actually is the greatest dog, it turns out. Tell us about being on The Greatest American Dog.
Well, you know, I think you are right when you say everybody's dog is the greatest dog, because, you know, your opinion is the one that counts, and it's your dog. So Presley just earned the title Greatest American Dog from being on the CBS reality show, where they took 12 owners and their dogs and put them in a house just like a typical reality show. 24 hours a day, you were filmed. Each week there were competitions where one pair was eliminated each week. Came down to a final two, and, you know, one walked away with the greatest American dog and $250,000.
Yeah. So what is that like, having cameras on you and your dog all the time?
Well, it's pretty wild, because there are literally cameras in every corner of every room.
That's
even
creepy.
In the pantry, like watching you eat the sandwich.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Yeah. And the only time you can get away from it is if you go to the bathroom. Like, literally, it's the only time you can get away, unless there's two of you to go in there, and then the camera has to go.
So no. You're giving your dog like 13 baths a day, so you can get away from the
cameras. Yeah, they're like, did you really drink that much water? I'm like, no, I'm getting away from these cameras.
Did they catch you giving Presley table scraps out of the pantry?
Well, they actually caught Presley at the table eating off someone's plate. And I came in the room, and the camera, of course, nobody told me, and I came in the room, and cameras are all over him, and he's up there literally on the table. I'm surprised they didn't show it. They didn't show it, but I remember walking in there and catching him, you know, and as an owner, right away, you're just like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Then, like, okay, all these cameras around, calm down, collect yourself, you know, where there's a right way to do this, as opposed to yelling and screaming.
Oh my gosh, that was my kitchen yesterday. My dog stole chicken.
See? I'm telling you what. And that's what makes the dog so great, and that's what makes him so great, is that he, you know, he's not perfect. You know, he doesn't listen to me every time I tell him to do something, but the show was really based on the relationship between the dogs and the owners, and how far they could go on the course of the show, and then how much they would challenge, you know, not only the human challenge the dog, but the dog challenge the human.
Explain that relationship. How did your relationship with your dog change? Oh, listen to him being tired and sad. How did your relationship with your dog change?
Well, before the show, I actually had a dog trainer say that Presley and I were kind of at a fork in the road. He was about 16 months old, and I hadn't spent the time that you need to spend with an animal to actually grow a really good, strong bond and relationship. Not for any other reason than I just didn't realize I needed to spend that much time. You know, I was like, well, when I leave, I'm going to put him in the backyard, and I'm going to go do my stuff, and I'll come home, and I'll let him. I mean, that was just the way it worked.
Right.
And that was why he misbehaved all the time, was because that was all I did.
Right.
So before the show, the dog trainer was like, you know, there's some things that you need to do. You know, you guys are at a fork in the road. Either Presley, from this point on, is going to go, hey, see you, buddy, you know, and take, you know, go left, or he's going to go, okay, hey, we're a team. You know, you're my owner. Let's do this thing and go right. And so basically the dog trainer said, you need to take away all of his resources, all of his toys, his, you know, everything that he has at, you know, that he has access to all the time, and take them away, and then you be the one to give them to him.
Yeah.
You know, where you can't just go play with 50 toys, because then when you have a toy and you call him over, he's going to look at you like, yeah, right, man, I got like 20 toys over here. Why would I go over there and get that one?
Right.
And you know, after a while, it starts to make sense. Because Presley wouldn't even recall when I'd call his name before we went on the show. Because most of the time when I would call him over, he was in trouble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like running towards me, Presley, come over here, get over here. You know what I mean? And then I realized, well, he's not going to run over here if he's in trouble. You know, I mean, that makes sense.
Right.
You know?
And that's you have cookies.
And that's the trick. That's what he said. He goes, if you have a party, and you're, you know, if you have just treats and toys and whatever it is that when you call their name, they know something really great's going to happen.
Yeah.
They'll come to you every time. And so that's why, you know, instead of getting mad at your dog, it's almost like, well, how, when they're running towards the street, you go really cheery, hey, come here, you know, and it's like you just don't react that way. But if you do, they'll turn on a dime.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's one of the things they were teaching us.
So now that Presley sort of retired from being the greatest American dog, where do you go from here as a dog owner?
Well, I think not only as a dog owner, but just from the exposure we had from the show, it kind of puts us on a platform to where we can, you know, we have the opportunity to bring awareness to things, you know, and for us, Presley isn't a rescue dog. dog, but mm-hmm. but it's opened my eyes to how many rescue dogs are out there and yeah. how many of them really need homes.
Yeah.
And you know, I read we helped out a Boxer Rescue LA the week before we came, and I saw a little quote, and it said, you know, it said rescue dogs aren't bad dogs; they're good dogs in bad situations. Mm-hmm. And I was like, gosh, that's so amazingly true, because you know, you get a rescue dog and everybody thinks, oh, they're gonna have all these problems. Well, no, not necessarily.
Yeah.
You know, you get them out of that environment where they were, and you get them into your own home, and you'd be amazed at how much those animals can feel the love right away.
So what does Presley take to being in front of, I mean, you guys go to school groups and parades and all yeah. this. Is he all right with it?
He is. You know what? It's really funny. Since
except
I
for right
a lot
now,
about
while
dogs,
he's asleep.
Yeah, he's passed out. We warn you, bud. Sorry. I find out that how much dogs really feed off other people's energy. You know, yeah. like we went to Perry Elementary School today, and he was just as excited, you know, as those kindergartners. And then we were at Perry High School, you know, yesterday, and he was a lot more mellow, a lot more chill, you know, mm-hmm. almost like he can just feel the vibe in the room. So he's really coming into his own a little bit, not quite being 2 years old and just being able to be around all these people. Being on the show, when you're living in this house 24 hours a day and you have these 11 other people and their dogs running around the house, what mm-hmm. I would do is I would take Presley and I'd put him on his bed and I'd say, you know, stay. Mm-hmm. So he would stay there and you know, and we did it in increments of time, you know, for like a minute. Then we'd do it for like 2 minutes, then 5 minutes, then 10 minutes. And the other dogs would be running around by him, you know, running by him. And while he would stay there, I'd walk over the little treat, you know, and say, good mm-hmm. stay. Basically letting him know that it's also a good thing to sit there and stay there as opposed to go run and try to play and lick everybody around you.
Right.
So he just kind of
that's good advice
learning.
For life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't go licking, you know, lick everybody
strangers.
You see. Yeah, it'd be really weird. They might freak out.
Okay, I have an important question for you. Given yes. that Presley is essentially passed out on the floor right now.
Yes.
And it relates to, you're a college football fan, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, are you worried about the Heisman curse now with Presley? Because everyone knows it happened to Florida State in 2000. It happened to USC against Texas. You know, you win the Heisman Trophy, then your schedule gets big. You're not up for the game. I mean, yeah. is Presley going to be off his game now that he's won the Heisman?
He's going to forget his
yeah. As long as they don't put him on the Wheaties box. I think that's the biggest curse out there right now. So as long as we
Alpo can, box.
There we go. Noah, you know, and that's what's been so crazy is a lot of people are like, so how long do you think this Travis and Presley and Greatest American Dog thing is going to last? I'm like, I don't know, but we're going to enjoy it while we can, you know.
That's right.
And it really might all be over in you know, another day, another week, another month. We really have no idea. But, you know, I'll be the first person to tell you that, you know, Presley might have the title the Greatest American Dog, but there's some pretty darn great dogs out there. Even on the show, there was mm-hmm. a dog named Galaxy. He was just an amazing dog. You know, but the show wasn't about how obedient and how well trained your dog is. You know,
yeah.
it was encompassed the whole thing. You know, mm-hmm. the whole relationship as an owner and how you work with your animal. And I think that's where relationships and, you know, you mm-hmm. get great dogs.
My dogs would win if the competitions were like napping. We do yeah. that well together.
Chewing the napping.
Shoes. Yeah, yeah. Chewing shoes.
Well, there was Tim with the bulldog on there, and his was napping and being lazy.
Yeah.
He would have won that over there all day long. Yeah, it was great.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for talking to us very much. And you mentioned shelter dogs, and we wanted to mention something for shelter dogs
yeah.
that we have while we've got you here. So,
right.
Dawn.
Speaking of, you know, raising awareness, this is actually Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. And so we're having a contest, and we want people to email us their photos of their adopted dogs. And you can email them to C. Coppernoll, that's CCOPPERNOLL at opubco.com. Mm-hmm. And we need you to send us the dog's name and your name, your address, your phone number, and the shelter where you found your dog. And we're going to have a drawing on October the 31st for a couple of prizes, and we're anxiously looking forward to seeing all these great pictures of these adopted doggies.
The pictures we've gotten so far are absolutely fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
Oh, that's so awesome.
My favorite so far is the golden retriever that takes up the entire kiddie pool. The whole kiddie pool. All right. Well, thanks again, Travis, for coming in and bringing Presley. Thank you, Presley, for napping on our floor.
Yes. Anytime, he says. Anytime.
All right. Well, everyone, thank you for listening, and go out and take care of your pets.